thinking of that, I'm sure many listeners will be thinking, wow, that's those seminars we mentioned earlier, that's 60 odd. I mean, that's covering virtually every type and period of history that you could ask for, really. And I speak as somebody involved in one of the religious history seminars, the sort of early modern period, and as one of the co-conveners. And that's an amazing thought that in the near future, really, you're suggesting that all seminar papers might be podcast and available to a far greater audience than is currently the case. And also, though, as you say, on an interactive basis. I mean, that will transform the activities, really, isn't it, and open it up. Are you also, I suppose this is obvious, in line with many universities, is there a sense in which you're building an institutional repository based around the work of the Institute? So for historians of the future, this will be the institutional repository for history, in some senses. Assuming that you are recording, for example, all the Anglo-American, all the conferences going on, all the seminars, there will be come a day when, plus all of those PhDs that are associated with the Institute, which must be quite a large number, they will be available in a way that probably has not been available before. Am I correct in thinking?
Yes, we of course are backed up by a very powerful University of London computing operation. So the server gives us the space for infinite depository in that sense. And so all of the podcasts that we currently have, which are all listed on our website, people will have access to them for years to come. I mean, you do raise a sensitive issue, because we have been a repository since the 1920s for all University of London theses. But with the breakup of Federal University, the decision was taken to send theses back to the constituent colleges. So we're hoping very much that, again, in a digital format, we can work with national providers like the British Library to become a repository of digital theses. We list them all.
Yes. Have the annual listing, yeah, don't you?
But it would be nice if you could literally click on the list and go straight to the thesis. So that's something we'd like. So we've started to have talks with the British Library about that.
But that's been, for me, a great service that you've always fulfilled of the list of theses in progress and theses completed, which is produced annually, is something that can captures, hopefully, virtually all the work going on throughout the country, because every university is asked to participate in that listing process, isn't it? So for somebody out again in the country, they might sort of find out who is doing some work on, say, Chester or Cheshire or whatever in the 1600s and so on. That would be a way of finding out some of that, and that would be, presumably, is that yet available online, or is that simply in the...
No, that's been online for several years now.
Yeah.
All of the listings that until the 90s were available in a print version are now available online.
Yeah.
And it is a unique resource. I mean, you would not find an equivalent in the US. You'd struggle to find an equivalent in most EU member countries.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take the thesis listing together with the bibliography, you've got a one-stop place to find out instantly what work is being done in your field. It was with trepidation I used to open up the pages of the theses in progress, you know, when I was a graduate student, and look to see for anyone who was doing anything similar. Remember, in the States, for example, a lot of these things are organised by state or by university, and it's very hard to find out quickly, unless you're part of user groups and listing services, what is going on. But we've always provided that.
You've also got the convenient listing of all historians active in any university.
Yes, and that now includes, as the thesis does, includes Ireland as well, so that includes the Republic.
So if somebody wanted to find out about a particular person and didn't necessarily use the internet, Google, to do it, they could certainly do it through...
Yes, and we're talking, although it's complicated, with EU colleagues about trying to make some of this listing a European-wide thing, but there's so many... language variations could get quite confusing.